part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today on that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I think we got packed phone lines, Gabbo.
We have one phone line in use presently.
Okay.
But we're going to have more in just a second. Thank you for being with us. If you're just joining us and you missed the first hour, the whole secret of life was given away. So just get the podcast. You'll get caught up to speed on it. I'm kidding. We didn't really tell the entire secret of life. Just most of it. What it is, if you're a university, don't disallow boys from hanging out in the girls' locker rooms. That's basically what we learned in hour number one. Or Eric Holder will haunt you.
If they're wearing a dress. If they're wearing a dress. If they're wearing a dress.
If they're wearing a dress. That's what we, in many parts of the world, Jackie tells us, men wear skirts and dresses. All right, laddie.
And go to men's rooms.
The what?
And go into men's rooms.
That's men going into men's rooms.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
That's what I'm saying. The men that wear skirts and dresses go into men's rooms.
This is great radio. Someone's like 15,000 feet off microphone. But thank you, Ivan. Yes, men, no matter what men wear, I think it's the universal opinion of this staff. Maybe Jackie's excluded, I'm not sure. That if men are wearing whatever they should wear, they should go to the men's room. Which is good. 888-340-3373.
You know,
what's not good...
Before the show ends...
What's not good, in I think all of our opinions, is that you let them into the ladies' room. Which is now what Eric Holder, the Department of Justice, has forced the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith to do. So, 888-340-3373, you were saying.
I'd like to know before the end of the show what Jackie thinks.
She's been typing it on our screen. She said she had a guy try this in high school, and he basically got arrested.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, you're old enough to be your grandfather, so I wouldn't worry about that. Anyway, 888-340-3373.
I'm old enough to be Jackie's grandfather.
How young do you think you are, and how old do you think she is?
Well, she's...
Okay, we're not going to talk about Jackie's age on air. That would be impolite.
17 or 18, probably.
Let's go to line 3. Janice in Reno, Nevada. KKFT listener. Great station. Wonderful appreciation for them being part of the network. What is on your mind tonight, Janice?
You know, as a mother of daughters, I would be outraged if I had my daughters in that college that the privacy and the safety of my daughters couldn't be insured a little more. Who we don't know the heart of this young man or man. We don't know his motive, except that he just wants to wear a dress. But what's his motive for wanting to even be in those rooms? Is his motive his own safety?
Well,
not be in the men's room?
Does that matter, Janice?
Well, it shouldn't really matter.
In all honesty, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, maybe you feel like you're going to get bullied. But does that mean you get to make every woman on campus feel insecure while they're in their most vulnerable state?
See, that's what I would just... I think these mothers of those women, young women there that they've paid money to, they need to be just outraged. And I make them, I don't know, you know, close in on the president's office and speak to the man. I understand he was under pressure, but my goodness, our children, these are our children. And we should not have to let a man into their private and safe areas.
See, Janice, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you would have sounded like a reasonable woman who had a degree of common sense, who had really just a desire to see the safety of fellow women protected.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Janice would have sounded like 10 years ago. Tonight, Janice, according to the Department of Justice, you sound like a hate-filled, phobic person who is afraid of a man part being in your bathroom.
Well, let me ask you this. If that's the case, if I am this hate-filled person, I would be more than happy, I sincerely mean this, I would be more than happy to go with Eric Holder into whatever parts he wants to go to. I'll make sure he's safe in the men's room. And let's see what they think. You know, let's have me go in there. I'll put on some pants and dress like a guy, I guess. And I'll make sure he's
Janice,
safe in
do you there. Think that there's any bigger agenda at play in this story?
You know, I'm concerned about that.
Do you think that because the president, and I'm just throwing this out there, and I'd love to know what people think, 877-888-340-3373, but I'd like to know, because you had the president come out and say, well, now, let me be clear, now I'm in favor of changing the definition of marriage, and we can't have anything be just man and woman anymore. It's got to be, you know, whatever anybody feels. So to me, this is kind of emblematic, symbolic of that same kind of mindset, and I'm wondering if justice is going, well, we can't. Because you know the Department of Justice chose not to defend the Defense of Marriage Act.
Mm-hmm.
They're obligated by law to defend it because it's federal law. People are suing to have the Defense of Marriage Act overturned on the federal level. They chose not to defend it in court. Janice, I'm sorry, what'd you say? We lost you there.
We have... I mean, as parents, we are absolutely obligated by law to defend and protect our children.
Absolutely.
When we don't, we're thrown in jail. So
at least you used to be. Now I don't know.
See, I know.
That's the sad thing. Now you can't be sure.
I know. I would like to know the heart of the man.
I don't think that matters. I don't care if he's the Dalai Lama.
I know.
He doesn't get near my daughter in the locker room.
Period. I know.
Yeah.
Don't.
Thanks,
don't
Janice. Hey, thanks for listening every week and telling your friends about the show. Appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, thanks.
All right. Wow. Powerful stuff. And I don't think you and I are dads. And you have two girls. I don't have any daughters. I know how intense I am about the welfare of my sons. I can't imagine me being the father of a daughter and having to live this story right now, especially one that might have actually been enrolled there at some point, because I would have just gone berserk.
Sure.
I would.
And I'm willing to bet you that a bunch of dads and moms are going to go berserk over this one.
Well, they need to. I mean, if they just tolerate this, society's done at that point. There's no privacy for anyone. We're just done. If they don't respond to this in some way, because again, you look for reasonable compromises, and he didn't want that. He just wanted to be the identity that he felt like for that day. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line. You want to go to you're the New York native here, Syosset or Yonkers? Which one you want to go to?
Let's go to Yonkers.
Let's go to Yonkers. Line two, Josephine. Hey, Josephine, how are you?
Hello, sweetheart. Now, my opinion is, I have to ask myself, what does Jesus Christ say? Not what man says, not what I say. God said, he made a man, he made a woman. And God makes no mistakes. And this is not a civil rights thing. Now, what Martin Luther King did, that was civil rights. And I'm sticking to my opinion.
Good, Josephine. I think you should.
I always have to ask myself, what does the Lord say? And the Lord says, you obey the government as long as they don't go against the Lord. Now, I got to go against this. And thank you very much.
All right, Josephine. Thank you for the call. You know, just to illustrate a point that Josephine brought up there, Stephen,
mm-hmm.
Not only did God say male is male and female is female, he wrote that identity all the way into the cells of the bones.
Mm-hmm.
We just found this out a few years ago when the Genome Project was completed and the DNA map was created, and we were able to understand, with exact specificity about someone's identity. We only discovered that a few years ago, but it is true. This guy gets hit by a bus tomorrow. No matter what clothes he has on, no matter if he has a surgery or not, 10,000 years from now, you dig up his bones, do a DNA test on him, it's going to go, ding, that one was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't change that. Line one, Marty in Syosset, New York. Actually, Marty, hold on. We've got to take this next break. We'll be right back. You'll be our first caller up after the break. We've been talking about a young man, 38 years old, by the way, not particularly young, who has just been recently given complete access to all female facilities on the campus of a prominent university because the Department of Justice told him to.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's all. Author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Project.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, our number 888-340-3373. And, you know, praying can be a big word for some, and praying can actually be done by anyone, anytime, almost anywhere. Well, actually, no, anywhere.
Yeah.
Even children can enjoy praying, and that's what author Carol McIntyre shares in her picture book, Prayer Is. Prayer Is teaches children the fundamentals of prayer. Here, they will learn who should pray, why they should pray, when they should pray, where they should pray, what they should be praying for, and what positions they can assume while praying. Perfect for parents, grandparents, and anyone who spends nap time or bedtime with children reading. Please call now and get half off the price at Amazon.com. The number is 1-800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. Number again, 800-283-2360. And that is for Prayer Is by Carol McIntyre.
I actually heard a story about that book this week. There was a listener from Holland who had heard about the book, got it. Her little nephew doesn't know any English, little Dutch kid.
Mm.
But they've been reading the book, his parents. She got it for her sister. And the mother of the child has been reading Prayer Is every night before they go to bed. The boy now has the book memorized in English and is learning to speak English because of reading the book Prayer Is by Carol McIntyre.
How cool is that?
Kind of a cool thing. So anyway, yeah, check it out. And if you want more information or you want to see the book, you can go to our website, BaldwinMcCullough.com. On the right-hand side of that homepage, you'll see the Prayer Is book cover. Just click on that. It takes you right to the place where you need to go to find out more. All right, Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, always glad you're with us. Marty and Syosset, we told you you'd be up first. Line one, you are. Good evening, sir.
You better be careful how you pronounce it. It's Syosset because it's an Indian term, and you might be charged with some kind of hate speech.
I apologize. I might. So, all, sincere apologies, Marty, on that, in all honesty. And my New Yorker here, you know, lifelong New Yorker from Long Island, he didn't correct me on it. So I apologize.
Anyhow, here's the situation as I see it.
Okay.
Once you have the camel's nose under the tent and accept federal funding, you're stuck.
Yep.
And so unless the colleges are going to try and be like Hillsdale or Grove City and do things on their own, these zealots are not going to stop. Look, the President of the United States, when he was running, said his major objective was to transform society. He didn't limit this to the economic side. He's an ardent zealot to bring about change in the institutions of schools, the courts, everywhere he wants. As a matter of fact, he takes his lessons from a guy by the name of Gramsci, who was an Italian communist back in the 20s, I believe.
Well, he's just one of them that he takes his cues from.
Yeah, and Gramsci said, listen, go for the cultural institutions. Go to the churches, go into the schools, go into wherever, but what people are reading. And so what we have right now, whether it's attack on the traditional marriage, you know, there was a case like this, I think, in the state of Maine, one of the school districts, where they wanted to allow the boys and girls to go into the respective bathrooms, et cetera. I think that was overturned. I don't know if you recall that. It was in the last couple of years.
Well, the problem with this, Marty, and I appreciate your elucidation of these topics, but also the correction on the pronunciation of Syosset.
Oh, sure.
So I've got it now, Syosset. no, thank you. You're exactly right. But the thing here is the Department of Justice doesn't have to go to court to get it settled. And unless the university is willing to spend all the money on their part, you know, the thousands and maybe millions of dollars that a federal lawsuit would entail, because the Department of Justice is lawyers. They don't have to charge anybody to represent their case. They go get to do that just because they're there. And they can put the school out of business in the court system challenging the case. So, is it kind of spineless on the behalf of the board of directors for the university? Yeah. But at the same time, they're like, look, we're not trying to shut the school down. And the Department of Justice seems perfectly willing to in order to get their agenda accomplished.
Look, when the left uses a shotgun approach and they're throwing things out at all different kinds of institutions, we are ready at this particular point. There are so many different conservative organizations who are ready to tackle these kinds of,
yep.
The Alliance Defense Fund, for example. I mean, we are not like we were 10 years ago, and I think programs like yours, which allow us to get more and more information. Look, I'll give you an example of something. The Catholic Church, 43 agencies within the Roman Catholic community, including Notre Dame University, has, as you said earlier, has gone to court against the Obama administration, et cetera, on a religious liberty.
And it's basically the biggest, most historic lawsuit that the church has ever been involved in, and the institutions it brings together is the biggest in the church's history in terms of any one single effort. And no coverage in any of the mainstream press within the last week.
Yeah, the Media Research Center tabulated that ABC, NBC, and CBS gave 19 seconds. All right? So the fact is, we're vigilant and we're diligent now, and we have publications. And the thing is, the conservative movement, in addition, has started making films of their own. In other words, we cannot just continue to say, media, you're not, promoting these things. We're out there now, we're going to look at the abortion situation for the first time.
Marty, we've now officially gone off the track a few times. I'm going to have to let you go because we've got other people coming. But I do appreciate your enthusiasm. You are what's right about this country, and I wish there were more like you. Thanks so much. Let's go to line three. Bob in New Jersey. Hey, Bob, welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You must be listening like Marty was and like Josephine was on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York.
That's right. That's for listening. Although now via cell phone, a little different, but the last few minutes. But I got to tell you now, it seems like we're all set up for the next case being a ruling against separate men and women's facilities under the grounds that it's separate but equal and a Brown v. Board violation. We might have to have men and women shower together if Attorney General Holder believes that, separate but equal is, should be illegal everywhere in every instance.
And that would apply, you're not just talking about on college campuses, but like the military and other places, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. I originally called because when I was first learning about kind of the gays in the military issue, it struck me on a scenario in close quarters, say in a submarine, where people go out for months at a time in extremely close quarters.
Right.
The ruling that, that gay men and straight men would have to be, it'd be legal to sort of allow them to essentially force them together, showering and stuff in close quarters, it rose the question for me, well, if the federal government is going to enforce it.
Bob, on that note, I got to let you go. We're just too close to the break. Thanks for your call, though. It was great to hear from you, and travel safely.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
.com. DannyJohnson.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us each and every Saturday night. Thank you for being here again tonight. As I said, that's Baldwin, and I'm Kevin.
Yo.
And we're glad you're here. 888-340-3373. It's an interesting discussion we got into, and we're gonna start a different discussion here just in a second. But I first wanted to tell you some good news. Friends, about 6 or 7 weeks ago, that's the only length of time that this has been going on. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, and our friend Danny Johnson started spreading the word about 2012 and 2012. And in a second, Stephen's going to give you a phone number if you haven't gotten involved with the program just yet, we still want you to call. Our goal was before the end of 2012 to feed 2012 kids.
Correct.
As of last Wednesday, we were at 1,589 children that had been fed.
That's what I'm talking about.
So all I can say is that you're awesome because you responded and you got involved. But, friends, that also means that there are nearly 400 kids that have been left behind so far. It costs $92 one time to feed them. So here's how you can do that. Stephen, go ahead and tell them.
Well, you can dial 800-503-1948, 800-503-1948, or you can just go to 2012in2012.info. And listen, if I may, Kevin,
yeah.
we're cruising along here. We've had an awesome response.
And that's important because in the course of every two-hour show that we do on a Saturday night, 80 more children die because they didn't get a meal that we could have provided to them for 25 cents. So I'm thinking we should go way past 2012 in 2012.
Which would be awesome. Yeah. And if that's the case, the more children that get fed, amen.
More lives are saved. Again, that phone number.
800-503-1948. 800-503-1948.
Or online at 2012in2012, all one word, .info. 2012in2012.info for more information. Okay, someone that called from Ohio wanted to weigh in on the topic from the first hour, and she didn't go on air with us, but she actually left a great message. Take a listen to this caller from Ohio.
Well, I was trying to call into the show, but I wanted to state my opinion about the university and the... Oh, an Eric Holder, but the university and the bathroom situation, the male who thinks he's a female. Well, my daughter or son were there, and I was financing that education, they'd be gone. They'd be leaving that place. And if they aren't happy with building a single stall unisex or whatever bathroom, so that anybody could use it, that's just too bad, because that's a reasonable thing to do. Eric Holder is making the determination that it's scientifically proven that people are, quote, born this way.
Mm.
It is not a civil right. There is no scientific conclusion to that. So that's just my comment, and I'm just a caller from Ohio. Thank you.
Oh, she's not just a caller from Ohio. She's an incredibly clear thinker from Ohio. I love it when people underestimate themselves.
She's a fantastically common-sense, logical person from Ohio.
And we all know that clarity beats everything else. So if you can really get your head around this stuff, that's good. Okay, I've got another, it's just the all Kevin topics tonight. Stephen deferred. I said, you want to bring up your topic? And you said, no, let's do your other one. I'm standing in the grocery store line. No. I take little baby James. We go run some errands this morning, and... the baby mama, my lovely bride, is great with child right now.
The brains of the operation.
She's great with child. And I mean, she's a great mom, but that's not how I mean great with child.
Mm-hmm.
She's tired. She's uncomfortable. She wants to be left alone. She wants extra sleep. And she and I had spent the day together on Friday. I did something I've never done before. I tithed her a day for this month.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to give you a day of my labor, of my hard labor. I won't think about, talk about, do anything related to work. I will simply toil for whatever you need me to do. And so
that's awesome.
From Friday at 8 in the morning.
God bless you.
Till about 6 that night.
I ain't doing that.
With only a lunch break, she took advantage of that.
I'm just not doing that.
So anyway, she's really tired this morning when we woke up.
Just kidding.
And so she's like... Baby James, you want Daddy to take you to the park? And I said, of course Daddy would love to take Baby James to the park. And so we went, and I had this interaction with a father who was on the playground. I've been during the week to the park with my son. It's mostly moms. Saturdays, it's all dads. It was really, really quite telling. But when we come back from this next break, I just want to tell you what happened. And then I just want to do a round of popcorn calls real quickly. What you think I should have done next.
And I have an observation as well.
So we'll get to that. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
And for a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is. 800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
So I'm at the park this morning.
Yeah.
Little baby James, and little baby James loves swings, right? So he goes over to the
daddy swing, swing piece.
So we pick him up and we put him in the swing and we're going, you know, and I'm giving him the blast off. Oh, blast off! And he loves it. And so there's this guy that comes over and puts his little guy in the swing next to James, and he looks young, the baby does. So I said, how old is your guy? He goes, 15 months. I said, how old is yours? A little over 2 years. Turned 2 about a month ago. He's like, oh, cool. I said, yeah, 15 months is a great age because, you know, they're kind of doing that weeble-wobble walk. You know, they're like kind of like a drunk person. They try to go straight. Most of the time they kind of can. Mm-hmm. But every now and then there's this that like one errant leg lift that goes, well, off to the side. He goes, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. I said, is he talking yet? He goes, no. He says, he's not. He's kind of slow in that. I said, don't worry about that. I said, boys are slower on the verbals.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, with James it was the same way. And then all of a sudden, boom, like 2 years came, and now he repeats everything. Mm-hmm. I mean everything. I said, gosh, the other night. 50 times since that time here, gosh, Gosh, he just says it all. Said it at church the other day. The lovely bride was just, you know, mortified. So anyway, we're sitting there, and he goes, well, he has already picked up a bad habit. Now this, remember, this is the father talking about his 15-month-old son.
Mm-hmm.
How many bad habits can you pick up in 15 months? So I said, what's that? Because I knew whatever was about to come out of his mouth, I would be talking about it right now on Baldwin McCullough Live. I didn't make him sign a waiver or anything, so maybe right. I'm going to get in trouble for this.
No, you're right.
But anyway, he goes, well, he knows four words. I said, oh, so he is talking a little bit. Yeah. So he knows four words. Well, how's that bad? Well, it's because what one of the words is.
Uh-oh.
I said, what are the four words? He goes, Mom. Okay, no problem there. Dad. All good. No. Depending on the context, that can be either good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the S-bomb.
S like Stephen.
Yes. And I was actually so puzzled by what he just said, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't think I heard him correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, huh? And he goes, yeah, the S-bomb. I said, oh, you mean like the swear word that starts with an S? And he goes, yep, that one. I said, 15 months? He already got that picked up. He goes, yeah, and the funny thing is, I kid you not, this is the exact timing. He goes, yeah. But the funny thing is, I don't think I say it that much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the question, 888-340-3373. At that moment, he says he doesn't say it that much. He's just confessed to me that a full 25% of his child's vocabulary is profanity. And that the child is saying the S-bomb all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At 15 months. What do you do next? What do you do next? What's the next thing that I should have done in that moment? Should I have scolded him for saying such things and allowing the mind of this innocent little 15-month-old cherub to be perverted and polluted? Should I have left it alone and walked away and said, "Hey, none of my business"?
Mm-hmm.
Should I gently say something like, "Well, that's probably not very good, and I'm sure if you work really hard, you can probably get him to not say it anymore, especially if you stop saying it." You know, mm-hmm. something gentle like that. What should I have said specifically? What do you think? Tell me what you think I should have specifically said next in that conversation when he said, "Yeah, I don't think I say it that much." 888-340-3373. It's the moral dilemma of the Saturday Night Show here. You have that one moment, that one opportunity to just do something to leave a better imprint on the world. Like, I had a chance to steer this father to a place of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What should I have done? 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think right now, specifically. 888-340-3373. I start with you, Stephen Baldwin.
I knew you were going to do that.
What should have been the next thing that KMC did at that very moment?
Now, am I answering as if I were KMC?
Mm-mm.
Or am I answering
what you honestly
as Stevie
would have done.
B?
Stevie B.
Uh-oh. I think you should have said, so one out of every four words coming out of your 15 months...
That's going to take him far in life, sir.
You know...
I did think that, by the way. He knows four words.
All right,
one of them.
You know what? It's actually, you know, it's actually such a serious thing that I'm not even going to make a joke out of it.
Too late.
It's too late.
You already did make a joke. Did you have another joke to make out of it?
Yeah, I was even going to take it further in my kooky wisdom. But I think you should have said, well, let that be an example of just how much of an impact you have on your son.
Ah, recognize the influence you have on him.
Exactly.
How much he wants to be.
Well, how much he's
like
going
Daddy.
To be. How much he's gonna. You should.
How much he already is.
And how much of a cause.
25% of your vocabulary swearing. I could have asked him that.
I would have said, and for example, how you treat mommy might reflect how he treats
Dude,
mommy.
Where were you this morning? This would have been such good stuff.
And how you react to a police officer.
Which Stephen has tremendous wisdom and insight and experience in.
Sure.
All right, I want to take a cacophony of calls before we're done. 888-340-3373. What should have been said next by Kevin McCullough to this father who just admitted that 25% of his 15-month-old vocabulary is total profanity? 888-340-3373. Your final shot, 5 minutes worth of calls as we depart tonight. 888-340-3373. Line up now. 888-340.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer. Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
CaresProject.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night.
Yep.
And
888-340-3373.
We already got a caller, but I sure want to hear what you did say to the guy.
All right, we'll get to what I actually did. Let's in just a second, but we're asking, what should I have done at the moment that a man confessed to me that his 15-month-old vocabulary, 25% of his 15-month-old vocabulary, is the S-word? We're pushing our kids in the swing. I have the perfect opportunity. He's vulnerable. We're talking about what it's like to be an ooey gooey dad and to have all those good feelings and everything. And I could have like, could have given him a little, just bit of something, you know. Line two, Tyler in Des Moines, Iowa. Tyler, welcome.
Hi.
You're on Baldwin McCullough. What should I have said at that very moment?
I think that in general, people don't like to get parenting advice from strangers. So I'm not sure anything would have gone through exactly anyway. And also, I just think that there are worse problems than profanity. You know, maybe speak up if, you know, you see a child hitting kids on the playground with a stick. But with profanity, I just don't think I would have done anything.
Okay. So you vote leave it alone. Tyler, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What else? 888-340-3373. What should Kevin have done in that moment? Three phone lines open and 3 minutes left. 888-340-3373. Ivan, I did not ask your opinion. He's digging for a microphone. It's such a long explanation, you've got to pull the microphone up.
Yes. I think you should have asked him, well, do you think that's appropriate? If you think it's appropriate, then it's perfectly fine. If you don't think it's appropriate, yeah.
He obviously felt guilty about it, guys, though. Did you see that? Because he goes, oh, my 15-month-old already has a bad habit.
Right.
He admitted that right up front. It's a bad thing for my 15-month-old to be saying the S word.
But he also deflected the responsibility.
And then he goes, well, I don't think I say it that much.
He has, yeah. No, but he said the 15-month-old has a habit.
It's a bad habit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's something he picked up on his own. He should have had the proper discernment to realize that when I say a cuss word, you know, he shouldn't be saying that.
That's funny. I missed that.
He's got a habit.
Minutia. But yeah.
Silly kid.
888-340-3373. And Tyler from Des Moines said that profanity is not the worst problem for a child to have. I don't know. I think if you're pouring profanity into your 15-month-old mind, that you're sowing seeds of anything but good,
mm-hmm.
Right? How do you get around that argument? I don't.
Well, at 15 months old, I robbed a bank, so you know.
You did not.
No, I did. A piggy bank.
Which brother did
I
it belong
looted
to?
A piggy bank.
Which brother did it belong to?
My sister.
Oh, even worse. Did she know it was you?
Yeah, well, she kept shaking it.
Beth,
so
did he fess up to it?
So I figured it was a rattle. So I wailed it on the wall and it busted open and money came out. So, you know.
And it was all his.
I just said to myself, it's a gift,
all
right?
Maybe Tyler was right. Maybe starting thievery at 15 months of age is worse than swearing.
Maybe Tyler was right.
If you missed any of the show, the podcast coming this week on BaldwinMcCullough.com, we will see you next.